So we're checking back in with Kim Calvey from the Friends of the Thomas Graham Public Library to find out what's up. Hey, Kim.
How are you, Joe?
I'm doing okay. Here we are still virtually communicating, but happy to have the opportunity to do this at least.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me back. I appreciate it. And the Friends appreciate it. The board appreciates it. The library appreciates it.
Our pleasure. We've been working closely with the library all through this pandemic to get programming on our channel. So folks enjoy it. And also, you know, enjoy the library's breakout sessions online as well. So it's our pleasure to do that. Last time we chatted, the library was closed completely. So that's a little different now, right?
Well, yes. It's still closed. However, and I've been availing myself of this all summer long, is that we do have book pickup. So you can go on the website and you can reserve the books that you want, and then you get an email, and you pick a time when you're going to pick up your books. You have an assigned time, and I believe it's a 15-minute window, and they confirm that via email, and you go to the library and you pick up your books, and it's very structured. You know, you have to, you know, social distancing, wear your mask, you know, six foot distancing, somebody, you know, asks for your name, and they hand you your books, you know, very carefully slide the books across the table, and you get your books. And yeah, so we can't go into the sanctuary yet, but we can at least, you know, get some takeaway, which is good. So they're having the library is working with other libraries in the area too, to make sure that everybody has the books that they want. So there's a lot of sharing going on, which is great.
Sure. And I know you can reserve some time to use the computers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's new, I believe. Yep. Yeah. And we talked about that last week at the board meeting. And that's, you know, we're gingerly stepping back into that. And I'm sure we're going to get some, everybody that has on the board that has used, avail themselves of that as well, has said good things about it. So yeah, so we're gingerly, slowly getting back to, using the resources of the library effectively. But you know, there's obviously still some caution.
Oh, sure. Of course, with everything right now, as we're moving forward here, then right. Everything we should point out is, it's just at the main branch, right? There's nothing happening at the branches.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. It's everything is still very arm's length. So yeah.
So what's going on with the Friends?
Well, all right. So I have a lot to share with you, and I have some notes here. So let's see. The first thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about was the, we've had we've been very busy with our online programs, which have been quite popular. I've got some numbers here to share with you. So excuse me if I do some reading, I don't want to misrepresent. So some of the programs that we've been funding that are particularly popular, there was one called Irish History 101. And it was a presentation that was seen live by over 1,500 people, and since then has been viewed over 7,000 times.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. Yeah. I know, right? So, you know, the library is, you know, continuing to be a good teacher to all of us, right? And then I love this. Another 250 people heard the history of women in Ireland. I did not avail myself of that, but to me, it's an interesting topic. And the fact that it got 250 listeners, that's good.
Right? Yeah, well, there's a very strong Irish heritage here in Quincy on the South Shore, certainly. So that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the beauty of it is too, is that it's like, you know, it shows that people are curious, you know, that they're looking for other ways to learn and to, you know, appreciate history and culture. And I've said this before when I've met with you, that's part of what the library offers. You know, the library is always such a wonderful sense of community and what it offers. And our online programs are certainly underscoring that with these programs, you know, like what I just mentioned. And then let's see, there was another one here, Delcase's Music History and Guided Listening Programs, which have been seen, I love this number, listen to this, seen by over 35,000 people.
What? That's a town. That's an entire town.
Exactly. Who knew we were all such music lovers, right? So, you know, music history. You know, again, it shows that the library has its ear to the ground in terms of what people are interested in wanting to learn, to know a little bit more about. you know, just like the library constantly is looking for things to teach us and share with us and enrich our lives. That's what the library does.
I think it's great. I think it shows people too are looking for, you know, a diversion from what's going on in reality every day. So things like, you know, like the cooking programs and the music shows and the history, I think they're just great ways to, you know, improve our mental health too.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and that's paramount, right? You know, for what it's worth, I subscribe to Boston Magazine in the latest issue. I don't know if anybody has seen it. I know I certainly have, but the cover is a dark cloud and it talks about feeling blue because of the pandemic, right? So, you know, that's certainly true. I think we've all had it up to here and, you know, there's no end in sight. But in the meantime, the library is doing its part to nourish us. Yeah, absolutely. You know, keep us mentally stimulated and interested. And the music history I found that astonishing, that number of people. And then obviously the we've had cooking shows, which that's interactive, right? I mean, people can actually not just listen and take it in, but they can learn something from it. Sure. And, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you know, in your hazmat outfit, right? You can, you know, buy the ingredients you need and you can try this at home. So the library continues to take care of us. So I thought that was, I just think that's, you know, fantastic. Those are just some of the programs that we've had. We've got some other programs coming up next month, which blew me away. I love this one. In November, we have the first of two, get this, Bollywood funk dance classes.
Okay, I am stymied by that. I don't know what that means, Kim. Must be a generational thing.
Probably, right? I mean, you know, I think Bollywood, I think of India, but I'm like, I don't want to make a prejudicial assumption here. So I don't know. But it says for all ages, you know, okay, fine. I, you know, it's all ages. I guess I'll tune in just to see what it's like. And then I love this. On November 17th, the next day, there's a history program on 1620, the first year of contact.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's with Chris Daly, I think.
Yeah, is it? Okay. I think it might be. I think you're right. The library just, you know, just we've been, the last 7 months, the library has been continuing to fund, online programs and virtual learning. I mean, I know, you know, before I had mentioned, I think it's pronounced Udemy, you know, that where you can learn basically anything. It's, mm-hmm. you know, those free programs that are, you know, scholastic in nature. I mean, everything from, you know, design to business consulting to software, that kind of thing. I mean, a wide array of anything a person could put their mind to that they might want to learn. And, you know, again, for mental stimulation. And why not increase your own personal worth and value, right? Avail yourself of what the library has to offer.
Yeah, put your extra time to good use. You know, certainly it's a great time to do some soul searching, some self improvement, or, you know, even find a new hobby.
Well, right, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, I always, you know, most people think the library, and they think it's very quiet and stacks of books, and that's true. That is what it is. But because of the pandemic, the library has been busy in other ways too, you know, to get these virtual programs out. I can't emphasize it enough. And it's, there's so many programs and, you know, there's something for everybody. The website is extremely comprehensive. There's something you can find for yourself. You just, you know, take 10 minutes to dig around. There won't be enough hours in the day to, you know, enjoy all of the benefits, all of the programs that the library is putting forth for the benefit of everybody.
Yeah, it's a great point. I always like to say you don't have to be looking for anything in particular. You just have to go in and see what kind of jumps out at you. You just don't know, which makes it kind of fun.
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, we can certainly, you know, draw a parallel line between that and, you know, how many times have any of us done a Google search? We're looking for something specific, right? And then something else comes up and catches our interest. And before you know it, you know, 20 minutes have gone by and you've read about, you know, three different articles on three different topics. And it's kind of like
totally off topic. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of a rabbit hole, but you go to the library's website and you're going to find something that's going to, like you said, enrich your own life. You know, you're going to get some value out of it. You know, one thing I wanted to point out too and I found this a little surprising myself, was that, you know, the library passes are still being used, library passes, museum passes from the library.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think that that was the case, but, there are some museums that, okay, so, you know, obviously social distancing, everybody's still being very careful and so forth, but, you know, if you really, really want to go to a museum, you know, find out from the library if that particular museum is opening and it is open and you can use the passes and make complete use of them and get yourself out of the house. Why not?
Well, I know the Museum of Fine Arts is open on a limited basis. The mm-hmm. Museum of Science, I believe, the New England Aquarium, mm-hmm. you know, they all have their own policies, but yeah.
Right, exactly. And that's critical too. I mean, obviously examine the policies before you go so you can maximize your trip. But again, I mean, the library is an excellent mediator to take care of that for us. You know, just go on the library website, see what's open, book those passes and treat yourself and go.
Sure. Kim, has the bookstore been open at all or doing anything yet?
The bookstore is not open, but we can't wait. We can't wait. I will. Oh, here's what I need to tell you about the bookstore. This is huge. So on Tuesday, November 10th, I love this. There, Ken Gloss, who is a frequent guest appraiser on the Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
He's also the owner of the Brattle Bookshop. He'll be joining the library at 7 p.m. on that day. And the admonition for, you know, library goers is to clear off your bookshelves. Because some people are wondering, you know, what the potential value of some of their old books happens to be.
Yes, so, I've had Ken on the program here many times. He is an excellent appraiser, and he'll tell you things about, you know, your publications you had no idea about before. Even if it's not a valuable item, there'll be something interesting that he can tell you about it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I know for myself, I mean, I'm a total book junkie. It's what I spend my money on. And, you know, I'd be curious to see what some of my books might, even if they're not necessarily worth huge amounts of money, to me, they're worth a lot more than that. Some little tip, you know, like sometimes it's like you get a book that was it's limited edition, right? Or it's out of print right now. I would think that if you have a book that's been out of print for many, many years, there's more value to it. But I remember reading a long time ago an article that some books that are out of print, you know, they use old fonts, they use old ink or something like that, and that increases the value.
Okay.
I'd be curious to find out if that's, you know, from Ken, if that's true, you know, what he might have to say about that. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. He can tell you that. He also, he has a lot of knowledge of old, if you have maps or, instruction manuals or auto repair manuals, anything that's, you know, in print, basically, he can tell mm-hmm. you something about it.
So, what's that?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it would just be interesting because, I mean, the library is going to provide you with somebody, with an expert in their particular field that's going to provide value to what you as a consumer, as a library goer, is, you know, something that you didn't know before, and you're going to be enriched for the experience.
Yeah.
Again, I think that that's a huge part of that's what the library, you know, I don't want to say aims to do, but it certainly accomplishes that every single time.
Sure. Do you need a library card to utilize these online services, Kim?
I don't believe you do. But I know I have one. So it always, you know, every time I do, I end up getting something from the library, so I use my card. But I think that, like, for example, I think the Udemy, those classes, I don't think you do.
Okay. All right. And if you do, it's pretty easy to get one, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, honestly, getting anything from the library is pretty easy. A library card, we've got our upcoming membership drive, the Friends do. And if you wanted to fill out an application, you know, yeah, we have physical applications in the library, but the library is closed. So you can go on the Facebook page, you can go on the website, and you can fill that out. Everything, that's the thing with a library, Joe, everything's given to us. You know, the library does push. We, you know, push a lot. And, you know, as far as push-pull technology, all we have to do is just pull a little bit, and the library gives us so much. So yeah, I mean, if you don't have a library card, I mean, I've said this before, why wouldn't a person want a library card? You know, yeah.
I mean, right. Because there's no downside to it, exactly.
Right. Yeah. There's no downside to it. It doesn't cost you anything, and you will get more. I mean, sure, there are some programs that, you know, probably don't require a library card, but like if you have one, why would you want to limit yourself without it? So
I know the staff is available. They're online, mm-hmm. they're on the phone because they're in the building.
Right.
You know, staff, yep. building, so you can call. So they're very accessible. You can leave a message and they'll call you back. So they've really tried as hard as they can to open the lines of communication for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had to go pick up some books that I had reserved, right? Because that's how we're going. That's how we're getting books from the library these days, right? Curbside pickup. And you, like I said, you have your slotted time. And I couldn't make it. So I sent an email and I figured I was going to get like an automated reply. Somebody, a human being, a person said, oh, sorry, you can't make it. Not a problem. You know, choose another time. Your books will be here waiting for you. Have a great day. I was just like, you know, that's like, I don't know. I mean, you call other companies and it's, you know, the 1-800 number and, you know, it's you know, choose one for this language, pick yeah. two for that language, and you still get an automated, you know, tape recording telling you what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's, and I just thought, you know, leave it to personal. The library to always keep it personal.
Hmm? Personal service. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, so exactly.
Have the friends been meeting virtually through this time?
We've all been meeting. Yes, all of our meetings are virtual. You know, and everybody is prompt and participates in our meetings, and everybody is always. You know, that's one of the draws of being a member of the Friends, being on the board, is that everybody who's on those membership committees of one sort or another loves the library, believes in what we promote within the community. Mm-hmm. So everybody shows up for the meeting, always has good things to say, great ideas to share. About what we can do to promote the library as a group, individually. There's no, you know, again, there's no downside. So yeah, we've been meeting virtually and once a month, and you know, we're all anxious for the library to open. We're all anxious to actually see each other face to face personally, but we're still managing to take care of business virtually.
Sure. Do you know, Kim, is the renovations at the North Quincy branch still going on during this time, or they were about complete, I recall?
That's probably still true. I don't know.
Okay. Just curious. I'll have to check yeah. with you about that. Mm-hmm. Have the friends made any post-pandemic plans? You know, either, I don't know, some kind of celebration or fireworks or something.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, but that hasn't come up officially.
Okay.
Last week's meeting, we're all dying for the library to open again. We really can't wait. We don't know when that's going to be. I mean, I honestly can't even pinpoint a date. You know, I don't think it won't be next Tuesday. I'll tell you that. But it, you know, we're, as far as events, we aren't really talking about that. I mean, if we are, it's extreme hypotheticals, okay. You know, like, well, if it does happen to open, we could do this.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't get anybody anywhere. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that we don't entertain that notion for more than 30 seconds because it's an unproductive use of time. So, right. You know, but I know for a fact that when we do know the library is going to open, we will jump back in, and the library is going to sponsor events, host events. We're all going to be, you know, like I said, we will all be glad that the library will be open once and for all. And, you know, even if there are some, you know, social distancing restrictions still,
yep.
Just to be in the building, you know, we will be glad of that. And we will, as the friends, as the board, we will look forward to advancing and hosting live events. But in the meantime, we're, you know, again, we're maximizing what's virtual, what's online, clearly to great response.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. We're expecting, I would expect that once the library is open, we'll have an even greater response because everybody's going to want to show up.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Well, I'm looking through my notes here too. Let's see. Here's, tonight, This Thursday evening, the Friends are paying for the closed captioning for the Brave Spaces conversation about social justice focused on Black Lives Matter. So that's something that, you know, has obviously been in the news. So that's something that, that's something that people can tune into tonight too. Figured to save that for last.
October 22nd, we're taping this, so it won't be live when folks are seeing this interview, but I'm sure it'll be archived on the library's website for folks to review after the fact.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yes, thank you for pointing that out. But yeah, that's absolutely true. So yeah, I mean, it's, that's another thing too, is that the library is constantly making sure that what's going on, and, you know, again, not just what it can provide for the community in terms of, you know, in enriching us, whether it's books or classes or any kind of lecture, that kind of, or lecture series, movies, whatever it is. We're also reviewing important topics that appear in the news and how it affects what's going on in the community too.
Yes, and I know the library is part of the Quincy COVID Memories Project, so collecting people's experiences of life during the pandemic, right, and creating an archive for future generations, and that's something that's ongoing.
Yeah, well, it's ongoing for sure. let's hope eventually they can conclude that project. But yeah, I mean, that's another example of where the library is making sure that stories, again, are archived and heard and reviewed later for future consideration. Yeah.
Absolutely. So good to see you, Kim.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you too, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
That's our pleasure as always, and we'll have you back too. And I'm going to keep saying this every time we met. Hopefully it'll be in person next time.
I hope so too. Fingers crossed. We'll see. I hope so. That'd be nice.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.